The big news as far as rugby league concerned, unfortunately, in the past 24 hours has been this positive test to an anabolic steroid by Jared Mullen. We've been chatting about Matthew Gidley, the CEO of the Newcastle Knights, and he's known Jared Mullen for some 20 years, and he was shocked, he was disappointed, and he looked totally disillusioned. Here's what Matthew Gidley had to say regarding the positive test from Jared Mullen.
I can't believe it. It's hugely disappointing for a player that I've known for 20 years. He's an experienced player. So it's disappointing for everyone involved.
Very difficult for everyone involved, and the fact that he's known him for so long, and you just wouldn't back it, would you? I personally think that he's rolling the dice to stay in the game for another 4 years.
Yeah, it's a four-year ban. It's a steroid that is banned under WADA, banned obviously now under the National Rugby League. Andrew Webster was at the press conference yesterday. It came as a shock because, as we mentioned a couple of times on the program already, Jared Mullen was one of the good guys of the National Rugby League and always terrific to deal with as far as the media was concerned. Good morning, Webby.
G'day, boys. Bit of shock yesterday after what happened with Jared Mullen.
Total shock. Total shock. His career, because of injury, is in disarray, but he does have a very lucrative two-year contract still with the Newcastle Knights. And I don't know, I can't feel sorry for any player that does the wrong thing, particularly considering all the red flags and the warnings that are thrown in front of them, but I do feel for the Newcastle Knights.
Oh, absolutely. It could not come at a worse time for the Knights, Terry. In the sense that, you know, the club's looking for an owner. It's in the hands of the NRL at the moment. They've got a fairly strong, high-powered board in place after the whole Nathan Tinkler disaster, with the likes of John Quayle and others there that are sort of pointing it in the right direction. But they still need a buy, and they're still in very much in recovery mode after what happened with Tinkler. There was a suggestion last year that they'd take the Green Bay Packers model and members could buy $500 shares. And it's perfect for a town like Newcastle. That's where I started my career. I know that club really well. It's like that club needs its community behind it or it just doesn't work. Yeah. So for one of their own, Singleton born, Newcastle raised, he's been there 10 years. He had a lot of expectation on him. He turned 20 and then the next day Andrew Johns retired with that neck injury and all of a sudden he was the face of the team. For him to no longer be there, and I talked to people around Jared last night who know him very, very well, and there seems to be a sense of inevitability that this is the end. That it's a four-year ban. He's going to get the B sample tested. He has until the end of the month to make that decision whether he will or not. Matthew Gidley said he would. From there, if it comes back positive again, he can accept the ban straight away or take it to an independent tribunal through the NRL. It has to be the most extenuating of circumstances for him to get a reduction at the age of 29. It seems likely his career is over. So it's come out of nowhere, boys. But it just shows you that, you know, it doesn't matter how much experience you've got. You can be in the game for 10 years. You can still make a mistake.
Yeah, Webby, are we naive to think that there isn't a lot more of this going on?
I think you're right, Flats. I think a lot of it has to do around the people around football clubs. Again, people who were close to Jared Mullen explained it like this to me last night, that the big growing issue in the game are the people around clubs and who they fall in with. And I think you'll notice that his press conference yesterday, the CEO, Matt Gidley, made it very clear that Jared has erred by talking or going or hanging around people outside of the football club.
Yeah.
It's still unclear, boys, exactly what's happened. There's been no explanation given, and I understand why, because of the sensitivity of it, about exactly how it's got in his system. And there's all those performance-enhancing qualities, and we all know about his injuries over the last 4 years. We had Nathan Brown on the show last week where he's talking about a reduced role for Jared, where he won't be in the playmaking role or running the direction of the team as much. He'll probably play off the bench a lot more. He'll probably play hooker a lot more like he did in that last game last year. So he's going to take a back seat. But it just shows you... Well, we don't know exactly the reason why. And I'm not making this assumption with Jared either. But it was explained to me by the NRL yesterday that it can also be a cutting agent in recreational substances like cocaine. So we don't know exactly why it's in his system. But it just shows you that, you know, someone, even someone with 10 years of experience with all that education and all that welfare, they can still make an error. So, yeah, very unfortunate.
Mm. Yeah, it is. And, you know, back-to-back wooden spoons, you know, one win last year, trying to rebuild, links with the community. There's so much of this is costly for the Newcastle Knights. They're not the only club without some troubles. What about Ben Barber? Obviously dismissed from the Cronulla Sharks. It looks to be a fait accompli that he's going to rejoin the Cronulla Sharks, Webby, but the National Rugby League, I mean, you sack him, then you're going to re-sign him on a reduced contract. It's not a bad deal for the club, but there's a 12-week ban regarding Ben Barber.
There is a 12-week ban with Ben Barber. Believe me, there's plenty of NRL clubs who are out there going, what the hell? They'd be very interested to see what the NRL allow him to be signed at under the salary cap. He's still got to be, you know, I know he's been banned or he will be banned for 12 matches, but there is market value, that a nominal value, I think they call it, for players. The salary cap auditor decides that a player should be re-signed for, or should be signed for, and he's a premiership-winning fullback, former Dally M Player of the Year, so, and played some great football last year, arguably his best football. So, the other clubs are watching that with note. The other thing I do know, I don't know where Ben Hunt's going, but if the Dragons are said to be the P, Penrith are not interested in Ben Hunt, despite some reports last week. We had Anthony Griffin on the show last week denying that. I think Penrith were interested, and then it went away. The other club, or the other player movement that's not going to happen, is James Tedesco to the Roosters. There's so many people in the game who seem to think that James Tedesco is a done deal at the Roosters. I'm sure that those negotiations are over, and James Tedesco will not be going to the Roosters.
John Grant, what's his future?
Only the paranoid survive. Only the paranoid survive.
Well, so, welcome to rugby league.
The great game of rugby league. The whole independent commission was formed to get rid of the Blazer wearers. So, as I understand it, and there was reports today by Roy Masters in the Fairfax Press that the New South Wales Rugby League and the Queensland Rugby League are meeting to try and get greater representation on the independent commission. It'll go from 8 members to 9 members. But the interesting thing for me is that John Grant, who was a dead man walking in December, who managed to survive by finding the funds that he took off the clubs in the first place, is now likely to survive till February next year, just so he can be there on the stage for the World Cup final in Australia later this year. Now, does that not smack of vintage rugby league or what?
Yeah. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. I think
there's a lot of unhappiness behind the scenes, boys. If you, you know, the whole line is, what has the Independent Commission actually done in 6 years? Participation is sort of slightly falling. TV's okay. Crowds are probably okay. But, you know, there's all this influx of money over two TV deals into the game. And understandably so, we know the clubs are very self-interested, but you've got a lot of people involved in rugby league clubs who are very successful businessmen. So they're rightfully asking, where's the money gone? What have you spent it on? Mm. So expect a bit of movement in terms of the top end of the game in the next week or so.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are still watching this space as far as the Broncos and the troublemaker James Roberts is concerned and what they'll be doing with him after an alleged incident on a Gold Coast nightclub after the Magic Millions. And it'll be a test of the Broncos, who really, if you're good enough, you normally keep your gig if they need you.
Well, and look, they did last August.
Yeah, they need centres.
They kept him on the eve of the final series. So I know one thing. At South yesterday, they were going, yeah, good as gold, that's why we got rid of James Roberts. At Penrith, they said, yeah, good as gold, that's why we got rid of James Roberts. The Titans, meanwhile, who lost him on the technicality with the contract, and the Broncos have signed him for less than what the Titans were offering him. Amazingly, how that happens. I don't know. People would have their ideas. They're thinking karma. So the NRL are watching it with interest. The integrity unit's watching it with interest. But if it's proven correct that he needs to keep away from women, because he seems to be he likes abusing them, and as he did in that incident in Brisbane last year. And the allegation is that he pulled the ponytail of a female after the Magic Millions on the weekend. If it's found proven, I think you'll see his contract torn up. So just another day in rugby league paradise, guys. Yep.
Andrew, we thank you very much, mate.
Bring on the Knights.
Bring on the what?
The Nines.
Bring on the Auckland Nines.
Not far away.
Let's get it going.
Thank you, Webby.
Thanks, boys.